Don't cry, dear. I've got you. Your skin is so cold, so pale. You almost look like Yuki Onna, the Snow Woman. Here, I'll wrap my coat around you. My body goes into heat to counter the cold, but don't worry. I have more self-control than most monsters. I'll be able to deal with the consequences myself, after you're nice and warm by a fire. What did you say? Don't try to speak, dear. The wind covers up what little things you can say, and I'm sure your mouth and throat are both dry. Since you can barely talk, am I right in assuming you can't move? I figured as much. I'll carry you in my arms. I don't want to risk you falling off my back since I don't wear a saddle, as it slows me down. And out here, speed is everything. If I were just a bit late, you wouldn't be alive. I've got you. I'm going to take you to my home. I'll care for you until you want to go. You're waking up. Oh, I got so scared when you fell asleep in my arms on the way here. How are you feeling? It sounds like it hurts to speak. Do you feel ill? Oh, you poor thing. Here, drink some of this. I lift your head up slightly. There, this should help warm you up. I know it's bitter, but it should help with the chill. There were snow monsters out there. Some of them are probably not happy with you being saved. Chances are they were waiting for you to get closer to death before taking you. Their idea of a happy marriage is a husband who can only feel warm around them. Cold-hearted beings that seem to have twisted the intentions of our queen. That being said, there is a chance that some of the cold you're experiencing now is due to magic. You never came into contact with a monster like that directly, so my experience says there should be no permanent damage, but still. I've never been that slow to find someone before. Maybe I should talk about something else. That was a dreadful topic, don't you think? You nodded your head faster. Is moving starting to become easier? That's good. When you were sleeping, I stayed by your side as long as I was able to. You seemed to like being close to my fur. I've been told that it's extremely warm, but never becomes uncomfortable. Although there still remains many people who don't like that part of my kind. I don't blame them. There are many monsters who have similar characteristics, but don't have the lower body of an equine or something similar. Not to mention that people who just seek pleasure from my kind are confused by some details that were added by the Demon Queen. That's probably too lewd for me to discuss. Sorry, I haven't had much time to myself, and the after effects of me heating up my body are still lingering. That's the reason why I wear a coat, despite my body being able to withstand freezing temperatures. Technically, I do have more control than most monsters, but since my body naturally heats up to combat the cold, I have the tendencies to drive myself crazy to the point where I would have less control than a hellhound. But you don't have to worry about that, dear. You're hardly the first poor soul that I've saved from the cold. You seem tired. Perhaps I misjudged the strength of the herbs. Don't worry, though. You'll only sleep for a few hours, and when you wake up, you will feel better than you do now. I'll stroke your hair until you fall asleep. Good boy. You're awake. How are you feeling? Oh, that's good. You sound so much better now. Can you move at all? Can you sit up? You're recovering faster than I thought. You still feel so cold, though. Yes, I undressed you. Your clothes were soaking wet. What were you doing so far out? You were getting firewood. Is there anyone who would be looking for you? No? No relatives? Friends? No? I'm sorry. Well, I can't take you back home without making sure you're perfectly fine. Well, at least not without hating myself afterwards. You wouldn't be intruding there. I don't have anyone else here, and I'm perfectly fine with helping you. Honestly, I'd enjoy the company. Well, you're actually quite far away from where I assume you came from. Certain ice monsters have the tendency to lure males away and use the combination of numbness and blindness to make long distances seem shorter. It's such a dangerous tactic. There's no way to tell how someone will react. Sure, there's a great chance to escape, and if you can't, they never let humans die. But at least if some hellhound wants a human, the worst that happens is bruising. You don't know how many times I've heard of humans being half dead because they panicked and started running only to bash their skulls open on a tree. Ironically, that's usually how most men who are married to Whitehorns meet their wives. You look nervous. I suppose it's a strange thing to think about, being hunted for the sole purpose of love. But at least it's not what it used to be. Let's just say that monsters back then were hunting your kind for a different purpose. Apparently the whole reason why the Demon Queen made monsters like what they are now is because she hated the bloodshed. Well, some of the monsters that were particularly brutish were changed to be nicer than most monsters. While most centaurs still have a tribal function, I like to think that my species, the Whitehorn, was created to undo the pain caused by our rather sick past. It's mostly rumors and myths, but let's just say that if there is any truth in them, I would not have been able to do what I love the most, saving lives. The way I see it is that no matter what happens, there will always be one person who manages to get lost or lured away in the cold, and I see it as my duty to find them and care for them. You don't have to thank me, dear. Your recovering is already good enough. When I found you, one would have mistaken you for a corpse. Well, monsters have this sense. All living things have spirit energy, but larger creatures have more of it. The spirit energy of a non-sentient creature is worthless than the soul of a dragon. Since monsters evolved to feast on spirit energy, we can sense it. But don't worry, it's impossible to drain it completely. Our instincts do not allow that to happen. Any monster would have saved you back there. The only difference between them and me is that my kind doesn't track based on spirit energy. We track based on the lack of spirit energy in species that are supposed to have an abundance. That's how I knew you were out there. Oh. Why are you hugging me? I looked sad. Oh, you're so sweet. I'm sorry if I said too much. I guess I'm just lonely. I've had these thoughts for such a long time with no one to talk to. You're going to bring my body heat up if you keep acting this cute. Dear, you should know that my will is like a floodgate. If it breaks, there's no going back. I'm worried I might hurt you, and I don't want you to do anything that you'll regret. You think I'm nice? And sweet? Even beautiful? I don't know what to say. This is moving quite fast. You do know that the vows between humans and monsters cannot be broken, right? Even if you'd left, after we do this, no other female human or monster will ever consider getting close to you intimately. My form is also that of a mother-like figure. Surely you would want someone who at least looks younger. My body is burning up. Anymore, and there's no stopping me. I can always go and roll around in the snow until the heat stops. You want this? All right. Just tell me if I'll start acting strange. Also, there's no way I'm letting you stand up, especially not behind me. I don't even know if you can walk, and the last thing I want is you getting hurt. I'll use my front opening. You look surprised. Well, I guess that makes sense. My Kentaur cousins are very prideful. I highly doubt that they would be keen to share the fact that the Demon Queen gave us a cunt in front as well as in the back, in order to be more popular with males. All right, my boy. Will you listen to me? Good. Lie back. So, let's see what you're hiding down there. Ara ara. You twitched when I said that. Perhaps you're a mama's boy. One way or another, you'll be shouting for mommy very soon. Ara ara, you're so nervous. You weren't expecting me to be this lewd, were you? You don't seem to be against the idea. Why don't we continue? What do you think of my breasts? They're quite big, right? Ara ara, you should see the look in your eye. Good boy. Let me get a bit closer. Your face is so red. Ara ara. You whimper every time I say that. Ara ara. Ara ara. Ara ara. Let me taste those lips. They are so sweet. Judging by that look, I'm assuming you didn't think my body would be this warm. Well, my kind does have the potential to make themselves warmer inside and outside. Monsters produce the perfect amount of heat to provide maximum pleasure. And in some cases, they can increase heat tolerance in their mates as well. I'm one of those monsters. I have to be if I need to heat up someone quickly. This is just an added bonus. Alright, spread your legs outwards for me. I don't want to accidentally put my full weight on you. Good boy. I'll line you up. Ara ara. Can you feel the warmth of my pussy? You're squirming so much and I haven't even put it in yet. I want you to ask nicely. Ask me to put your cock inside me. That's a good boy. Feel free to come inside me as much as you want. It would be inefficient for monsters to have to wait for men to recover in order to consume their spirit energy. So every monster has an aura that removes the refractory period in order to not cause pain from overstimulation. Unless someone wouldn't want that, but you don't seem like one of those people. I want to put it inside. Is that okay? Oh. you're spasming already. I'll start moving. This feels much better than what I've imagined. You are spreading my pussy. Oh my, it's getting even bigger. Oh yes. Oh, fill me up with your cock. That's it. Oh, you're doing amazing. Oh, that's my good boy. Ara, you came inside me, and I can already feel that you're preparing another load. Don't look so embarrassed. I was designed to make you come as much as possible. Oh, my dear. Let me hug you. Your head only goes up to my breast. You can rest your head on them if you want. I'm going to wrap my arms around you. Good boy. I'll go faster now, okay? Just keep coming for me. If it becomes too intense, you can moan into my breasts. Oh, your cock feels so good. That's it. Oh, you're doing amazing. You're such a good boy. Let me kiss your forehead. That's my good boy. Your balls are so full and you can't stop coming now. Are you enjoying this? I'm glad to hear that. Good boys like you deserve all the pleasure. I'm so grateful that the Demon Queen gave us this opening. I've always fantasized about looking down on a cute boy while having sex. I'm so happy to be able to hold on to my lover while I fuck the cold out of him. I can tell you're pleased as well. You seem to be getting tired. Let's finish this. Yes. My pussy feels so good. I'm getting close. Yeah, that's it, my dear. Feed me that gorgeous cock of yours. Yes, just like that, yes. That's it. Just hold on to me like mommy's good boy. Do you want me to make you come? And you want to shoot your hot load deep into mommy's womb? Yes. Then beg for it, my dear. Beg for mommy to finish you. That's a good boy. I'm going to come. Hold me. Yes. Good boy. Yes. 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 That was absurd. absolutely wonderful. You've come so much inside me. My pussy is dripping with your seed. Oh, it seems like I'm starting to cool down. And your skin is warm again. I'm glad. I love you, my precious good boy. Ara, already asleep. We might have to work on some stamina, but for now that was amazing. I hold you like this and stroke your hair until you wake up. Sleep tight, my dear.